Why do some people consistently generate groundbreaking ideas while others remain stuck? The secret lies in questioning. When Edwin Land's 3-year-old daughter asked why she couldn't see photos immediately, it sparked the invention of Polaroid. When Jack Andraca wondered why pancreatic cancer couldn't be detected earlier, he developed a revolutionary test at age 15. These beautiful questions drive innovation across every field, from Google, which runs on questions, to educational reform movements challenging our answer-focus systems. Questions function as engines of intellect and flashlights illuminating paths forward. Unlike other primates, humans use questioning from early childhood as a key evolutionary advantage. Beautiful questions share common characteristics. They challenge assumptions, reframe problems, and open new possibilities. They create what Dan Rothstein calls the light bulb effect, moments when minds suddenly illuminate with understanding. In today's age of adaptation, questions become even more valuable as knowledge itself becomes commoditized. The traditional model where we learn early in life, then repeat the same job, is obsolete. Today's complexity demands that comfortable experts become restless learners again, maintaining childlike curiosity. As technology advances toward answering almost any factual question with unprecedented expertise, our human advantage remains questioning, that uniquely human capacity involving curiosity, creativity, and imagination that technology cannot yet replicate. Between ages 2 and 5, children ask 40,000 questions as their brains form a quadrillion neural connections, triple an adult's capacity. This natural questioning creates what innovators call beginner's mind, seeing things without preconceptions. Yet questioning drops dramatically as children progress through school. Preschoolers ask about 100 questions daily, but by middle school, questioning nearly stops, coinciding with declining student engagement. While natural synaptic pruning begins at age 5, our industrial-age education system compounds this decline by emphasizing correct answers over inquiry. Teachers, constrained by curriculum demands, rarely accommodate student questions. If we aim to prepare students for the 21st century marketplace, which demands adaptable self-learners, we must prioritize questioning over memorization. The why stage challenges assumptions by suspending both doing and knowing to enable fresh perspectives and genuine inquiry. In 1943, Edwin Land's daughter asked why photos couldn't be seen immediately. This simple question inspired Land to envision instant photography, leading him to sketch what would become the Polaroid camera. Despite being an accomplished inventor, Land needed this childlike perspective to break through conventional thinking. While swimming with dolphins during a break from Oracle, Mark Benioff questioned why enterprise software wasn't built like Amazon and eBay, an insight that led to Salesforce.com and transformed business software distribution. Neurologist Robert Burton warns of a certainty epidemic where we overestimate knowledge and trust gut instinct, making us less likely to question assumptions. While our brains efficiently filter information for survival, this can limit innovation. George Carlin exemplified the Vujade perspective, seeing familiar things as if for the first time. This outsider's viewpoint helped him spot inconsistencies in routine behaviors others missed. The what-if stage represents blue-sky thinking before practical constraints emerge. Tim Westergren's Pandora began with a simple question: why can't good musicians find the audience they deserve? Leading to the concept of music DNA profiling to connect artists with listeners. The brain's creative process mirrors a forest of branching neurons. While the left hemisphere handles obvious connections, the right hemisphere's longer neural pathways enable unexpected links between distant concepts. Innovation often stems from smart recombinations of existing ideas. Netflix combined video rental with health club subscriptions and TV production, while Airbnb merged travel services with social media and B&Bs. The most innovative solutions typically connect distant concepts, not just A and B, but A and Z. When conventional thinking stalls, thinking wrong helps break mental blocks by forcing the brain off familiar neural paths to reveal fresh possibilities. The how stage transforms imagination into implementation through convergent thinking and feasibility testing. This phase involves learning through failure as reality challenges initial concepts. Implementation demands physical experimentation. Gauri Nanda demonstrated this while creating Clocky, the runaway alarm clock. After identifying her oversleeping problem, she progressed through prototypes using Legos and carpeting, eventually selling over 500,000 units. An experiment revealed kindergartners surpassing Harvard MBA students in building tall structures with basic materials. While MBAs analyzed extensively, children succeeded through immediate action and rapid iteration. Test and learn cycles require resilience through setbacks. Van Phillips exemplified this while developing his prosthetic foot. Each failure prompted better questions. Why did it break? What improvements are possible? Jack Undraka's pancreatic cancer screening test, development at age 15, illustrates persistent collaboration. After 199 rejections, one professor's support enabled his success. He progressed by breaking complex problems into manageable questions, methodically solving them over 7 months. Clayton Christensen's research on disruptive innovation explored why successful companies faltered against simpler, cheaper alternatives. The dilemma? Pursue premium products for higher profits or risk margins with inferior options. While profit drives business, most companies began by solving specific problems, a purpose often forgotten. Nike exemplifies purpose-driven questioning. Seeing how digital technology changed running, they asked, "What if a running shoe could run your life?" This led to Nike Plus and Fuel Band, transforming Nike into part digital company. Panera Bread CEO Ron Shaich asked, "What does the world need most that we are uniquely able to provide?" This led to Panera Cares, pay-what-you-can cafes serving millions yearly, using donation boxes to maintain dignity. In product development, companies should ask, "What will we learn?" rather than, "What will we build?" Then create minimal products to gain those insights, unlocking existing workforce creativity. Jacqueline Novogratz's journey began by questioning why loans weren't reaching entrepreneurs in developing countries, leading her to found Acumen Fund and pioneer Patient Capital, merging venture investing with philanthropy. Novogratz advocates living the questions over following preset paths. She encourages embracing uncertainty with a compass rather than expecting detailed maps. The question, "Why are you climbing the mountain?" challenges those following directionless paths, the track kids of all ages. Daniel Pink shares Claire Booth Luce's concept that a great man is a sentence, a life's purpose distilled to one line. Your sentence might be about raising children or creating something meaningful. The challenge becomes living up to that sentence. This reflection requires what John Cleese calls a tortoise enclosure, a quiet space for deep thinking. Filmmaker Tiffany Schlein practices this through weekly tech Shabbats, disconnecting on Saturdays to let thoughts develop naturally. Beautiful questions catalyze change. As David Cooper writer notes, a powerful question never sleeps, working until answered. The ideal question should be ambitious yet actionable. When you find yours, break it into smaller queries, cycling through whys, what ifs, and hows. Create space for inspiration and view ignorance as an opportunity for discovery.